guest today is Jeff Fritz. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, great to see you, David.
Great to see you. So you made this, right?
Yeah, that's actually something that my kids made.
Hey, you're making this up.
No, I can't back that up.
This is a Kalahari thing, because we're Code Mesh.
Yeah, enjoying the fine Corinthian leather. No.
I was thinking recently about the day we met, you and I.
Oh, boy.
And do you remember this day?
I think I do.
Yeah, so we were at Speaker Isle. It was pretty awesome. We both made the finals.
Yep.
And who was there? Jim Holmes was the finals. Mm-hmm. And Seth Juarez was the finals. And the reason I was thinking about that is because those guys at the time, this was 2.5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, 2012.
They were really well known. They were evangelizing and known at least nationally, maybe even internationally. And you and I weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, people in Philadelphia and Michigan knew us,
mm-hmm.
but...
Sure.
I guess the point I'm making is I think we've come a long way since then.
A little bit, I think so.
Agree?
Yeah. Now we work together.
What do you
kind of. So now I'm working for Microsoft. I'm a program manager for NuGet, so the package manager that drives a lot of ASP.NET content, not just content, but also the binaries, the frameworks that those web developers use on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about ASP.NET.
Sure.
There's a new version coming out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Very soon.
It'll be version 5. Oh, how soon?
Soon enough.
We don't know.
When it's done.
It's not been announced. So this will be version 5, right?
This will be version 5.
Right now, the current one is 4.5.
4.5.3.
Right. Okay, I didn't know that.
But yeah, there's a point release in there. We've been issuing some services.
Okay.
Some service releases.
What can we expect when ASP.NET 4.5 comes out?
Well, ASP.NET 4.5 is already out. ASP.NET 5, right?
ASP.NET, excuse me, guys, I misspoke.
There are so many numbers here that it's confusing.
Right.
And we got to make sure we get them right because...
All right, the current version of .NET is 4.5.
Yes.
The current version of ASP.NET is also 4.5.
They're 4.5.3. There's some updates in there, but close enough.
All right, so the next version of each of those will be 5.
Well, so ASP.NET is going to be 5.
Okay.
The next version of .NET, we're calling .NET 2015.
Oh, okay.
Right, because we're going to be rolling up and putting a lot of changes in here, and we're going to change our servicing model. So this is where things get really interesting for me. We're going to start to deliver the framework from NuGet so that we have this rich opt-in model where when new versions of one DLL are needed because maybe there's a bug fix or there's a security patch, we can issue that release and you as a developer or as an organization, you can say, yes, give me that change as soon as it's available, right? This is a hot fix. I need it running in production. And you can opt in and get that as you need it. Or you can say, you know what? No, I'm going to stay pinned on this version of system.draw. And I want to make sure that I stay with that for a certain amount of time, and then, you know what, my project's aging, now let's evaluate updating. So you're not going to have the ability to opt into security fixes, which absolutely you should take,
right.
But feature releases, you're going to be able to opt in as you need them.
So that's very interesting. Cool. Does that affect the portability of code? For example, if I check in my code that I've compiled against a certain version of system.drawing, I check it into source control, and you check it out, and you've got a different version of that same namespace?
So that's going to depend. That's going to depend on how your, well, which different versions of system drawing, right? If they're major version differences, yeah, you might run into a problem. However, if they're minor version differences, you shouldn't.
Okay.
We're trying to abide by the semantic versioning concepts. But
what do you mean when you say semantic versioning?
When you have the first digit in the version number, right? That's your major version number. And when that changes, that only changes when there's a significant API change.
Mm-hmm.
When there are minor API additions, we're going to increase the second digit. And when there are fixes, the minor fixes that aren't dramatically changing functionality, we increment the third digit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's semantic versioning. In a nutshell, right? In 50 words.
I have seen that. I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to try and abide by that, and it will clearly demonstrate to our developers, to our consumers of the framework, exactly which versions they have and how they relate to each other. But when I go to deploy my version of my web application, into a server. I'm actually going to take just those pieces of the framework that are related to my application. So I don't need WinForms when I deploy to a server an ASP.NET application, right? If I'm deploying a web API, I don't need WinForms, so don't bring that along. I don't need system drawing, so don't bring that along. But I do need things like the new MVC, right? I need the new Microsoft MVC libraries. Mm-hmm. So bring that along, because now MVC and Web API are going to be merged together. So we need to install that. And I don't really need some of the other things that are out there. I don't need to have an XML interpreter for my Web API if I'm only doing JSON. But I will bring along JSON.NET. So I can customize the install of my framework for my application and end up with a much thinner install that's just what I need. Instead of some of the hosting scenarios that we see now, where if I go to a hosting provider, they're going to say, we run .NET 4.5.
Right, that is pretty much all .NET 4.5.
Yeah, you can't put down a .NET 3.5 application on their server because they run 4.5.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
you use that flexibility.
Right, so in this new environment that we're going to enable, you're going to be able to put down a customized, stripped-down version of the framework that is just what you need to run your application. Consequently, instead of loading up 20 to 30 meg of DLL into memory every time you start your web server, you're going to have a much smaller memory footprint, which should result in performance increases for you.
So when does the .NET framework actually get installed on an operating system? Right now, I think I install it when I install the operating system itself, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much when it gets installed, or when there's a Windows update. We see, right, there's an update to Windows, you're going to get a new version of it, or if we have a service release, you'll see new version come down at that
time. So that's going to change. So does this mean this is a feature of Windows 10 as well as of .NET?
I wouldn't say it's a feature of Windows 10. You're still going to have that desktop framework out there that you're going to be able to continue using with Windows Forms, with WPF.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is we're going to enable and we're going to empower developers to use just the pieces they need of the .NET framework. So they're really only going to install the .NET framework when they install their app.
Okay.
So that should result in much smaller service areas for those operation folks.
Right. What about new features in ASP.NET 5?
New features, I hinted at it when I talked about Web API there. We're actually taking Web API, MVC, and web pages. We're merging them into one MVC framework. So where before we had API controllers and MVC controllers, which at least to me as a web developer, I looked at that and I would get all confused because I had this type of controller where I had my methods named index and create and edit and search, and they returned action results. I also had these other controllers over here that were named after the HTTP verbs, mm-hmm. right? Get, put, post, delete. And they would return objects that would be serialized and turned into HTTP responses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can we do the same with both? Right? We could fake out Web API with MVC stuff that returned JSON directly as a view result. That was a hack to do that with MVC. But now with Web API, it makes much more sense. So why not just bring all those concepts together? And then we end up with a unified security model because everything is being delivered out of one type of controller. And now we have one type of routing instead of having to set up routing differently for all these different ways that you're accessing controllers and different controllers. So we've simplified the model significantly.
Hmm.
And we're introducing a couple things to make the editing experience easier.
Like what?
So one thing that I'm really excited about is something called tag helpers. So where we had HTML helpers before in Razor, right? Mm-hmm. So you're building your MVC view and you would say @HTML.input4, right? And it would generate an HTML input box for you. Well, that was nice. It generated input markup for me. But as soon as I needed to leave those attributes that were configured as properties on the input for command, I had to create an anonymous object and start passing in strings to generate things. So, right, if I wanted to generate a CSS class on an input box, right, and now with the Bootstrap framework, it's a really good thing to put CSS classes on my input text boxes and labels and things, right? To highlight and indicate warnings and all kinds of things, right? Well, in order for me to do that, I'm now in strings. So I lose all that great IntelliSense, all those cool features that are in Visual Studio that we love. So now, with tag helpers, you can start typing a tag, just like you would any other HTML tag. And instead of it being interpreted as HTML, we're going to read that as C#, interpret it, and say, oh, well, according to my C# code over here, I have these other features that are enabled by this. And I'm going to transform this HTML tag into something else at render time when it's requested from the server. And the editor, the Visual Studio editor, will give you all of that IntelliSense for all of those attributes, both the ones that you've added and the ones that it already knows about, like CSS class. Very cool stuff.
Very cool.
Anything else?
Awesome.
So, I gotta talk about NuGet. So, my team, we're doing a 3.0 release. The current version is 2.8.4, I believe, is what we released with the latest Visual Studio update.
And this is the version of NuGet itself, the NuGet engine?
So the NuGet API we're changing. This is the NuGet server API.
Got it.
Right? The way you build a NuGet package is staying the same. The way that the content of the NuGet package is the same. But what we're doing is we're going to change the API on the server so that we address really one of the most common issues that we've heard from our customers, and that's performance, right? Mm-hmm. The results of the search, right? The search results were never, you could search for things and you never get reliable content coming back that matched what you searched for. You were lucky if you got it coming back. Mm-hmm. So we've done some things to optimize search, to make it really find those things that you're looking for, and to make it lightning fast. We're going to up the redundancy of our NuGet server. So instead of just being in one or two data centers, we're going to be on a CDN, and we're going to be delivering content from all over. So we should have significantly higher uptime, significantly better performance. And when you see the next version of Visual Studio that we release to the next pre-release version that we push out there, you're going to see a significant improvement in that NuGet performance. And I know after reading some of the feedback in the emails and the Twitter comments from people who have used the NuGet that's in the current version of Visual Studio 2015, the preview version that was released at Connect, you're going to be pretty happy with what you see.
Excellent. All right. I think that's a lot. Will Visual Studio then be released at the same time as ASP.NET? Or?
Yeah, the goal is to release ASP.NET 5 and Visual Studio at the same time. And we've already said it's Visual Studio 2015, so in 2015 it'll be coming out.
Sometime in 2015. Can we narrow down to H1 versus H2?
We can narrow it down to sometime when there's probably a conference nearby that we can promote it.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
All right. My name is Jeff Fritz. I'm here at CodeMash 2015, and I 3D printed these elephants with some technology for my friends. No, I can't back that up.